don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Shout out to the player of the day, Tom. It's a ticket takeover at Fan and Tree Farm tomorrow with the Invasion Sweet Spot in the Hardline. Live from Fan and Tree Farm, it's Fan and's tax-free Memorial Day weekend sale. All trees are on sale and tax-free all weekend long. That is including Monday. That's the Invasion Sweet Spot in the Hardline. Live from Fan and Tree Farm tomorrow, located on Highway 121 between Custer and Independence and Frisco.
Thank you, Justin. And you heard the theme song there, so let's go to the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline and say hello to our friend, one-third of the Musers, one of the Courage Boys, Texas Radio Hall of Famer, Marconi winner, George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hey, sweet spot.
Jub, jub.
How we doing?
How's
we partying today?
Yeah, what do you got going on?
Man, I just got through partying and hanging out.
And we're partying with a sponsor for this segment.
Globe Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Globe Life.
So congratulations. Congratulations for playing in the Colonial Pro-Am as a big-time celebrity yesterday.
Well, I don't know if I was a big-time celebrity, but I was included with a group of pretty big celebrities. That was awesome. It's an incredible tournament, great course, and Ham will be glad to know this. When we started our back nine, they had snacks for us in a tent, and that included the Uncrustables.
Ooh. Ham has one in his hand right now. He's okay. Got two. Oh.
He's double fisting.
I've seen these before in the wild, and I've seen kids eat them. That's the first time I've had one. Wow.
Pretty incredible, huh? What flavor?
That was my only disappointment. It's the only jelly that I'm not wild about, and that's grape.
Oh, okay.
That's still okay.
I think strawberry's the goat. Strawberry and raspberry are my favorite.
Oh, red raspberry. Wait a minute. They have a raspberry and Uncrustable?
You're damn hell they do.
Are you saying that Uncrustables are the zookeeper of handheld snacks?
Maybe.
High praise.
A game changer. Yeah.
I'm glad you're an Uncrustable rookie like me with this, because I tried my first one, I think that was in December. January. Because we saw it's either North Texas or Texas State with just bags of them. There was like probably, I don't know, 100 boxes.
In a wheelbarrow. Cases, yeah.
Bringing them of out. Uncrustables.
Really? Brinks truck.
Wow. Okay, this could be a dumb Uncrustables question.
There's only dumb Uncrustable people.
These were really cold because they were in a cooler. Is that what you do? You keep them in a freezer or a fridge?
Yeah, you let them thaw.
Oh, okay.
So you can eat them like frozen, and honestly, I think they're kind of good that way too. A little crunchy.
Okay.
So
man, these were good.
I'll ask another dumb Uncrustable question. Since we're asking a lot of questions here. I'm seeing they were invented in 1995. I never saw these as a kid. I didn't see these until a few years ago. Like, when did these start to get popular? And now they're everywhere.
Sometimes great things take time. I'm just wondering why it took us till 1995 to invent that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of kids who don't want the crust on their PBJ.
It's the big crust lobby, if we're being honest.
That's where all the vitamins are. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I
What happens
told.
To the crust yeah, from all
I
these Uncrustables?
You make bread. The outside of the bread that you're baking turns brown.
Sucks.
It doesn't just magically appear as bread.
Lando does have a good question. Where does the crust go?
What?
Are they making something with the crust?
They send it to kids in Cambodia and let them eat it while they're wearing their Falcon Super Bowl shirts.
Maybe.
It's like when Kramer and Newman took all the muffin stubs.
Muffin tops.
I mean, great products, like great inventions, are all about solving a problem, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what becomes a game changer, and that's what they did, because a normal PB&J was great, but the crust part sucked. Now, we don't have to worry about that. And the funny thing is, I've heard Killer talk about this snack item 1,000 times, and he calls them Crustables, which is the exact opposite of what they are.
But that's his little son says, because he's got like a 5-year-old.
But Killer could change it. He's with adults. He could call it the real thing.
No. Crustables.
And now Killer's, I'm just like, you have the worst product ever, things. Killer.
No.
You're just putting little jelly between pieces of crust. Awful.
Man, we need to be careful, because I could see Trump signing some sort of executive order to put the crust back on.
I would Jan 6 so quickly.
This would be our revolution.
Ham's in tactical gear. He's got
his horns on.
He's the uncrustable shaman.
Zip ties.
One of the worst deals we've ever had. Who doesn't like crust?
A lot of people
saying
the crust back on.
That's great.
So we did a segment earlier called Hamdom Drop, where Ham would play a drop for us, and one of the ones that came up was your fake Michael Irvin closed drop.
Closed.
And someone on the crew, Lando.
Yeah, it was me.
Thought that was actually Michael Irvin.
It's a really strong impression.
Yeah, it's the best. And then we started thinking back, okay, when did the Michael Irvin school closing start? We couldn't pinpoint a year. Well, we've got the guy with us now. How did this bit come about?
Okay, the original idea was to have different voices. My original idea was to have it, you know, so you watch TV and you see a visual crawl that goes across the bottom of the screen.
Right.
And, you know, it just goes across with like a ticker or the, you know, the scores on ESPN. So my idea was probably just a little too noisy, and it was, let's do an audio crawl like during a segment, and it'll be some character either, you know, that Gordo does or I do that would close school districts during the segment. And we tried that for a while, and it was just kind of ridiculous. But I think that was the first one. I just told the guys, I said, okay, we're going to try this audio crawl. And it was really distracting. And then it turned into, okay, well, let's just have him do a segment, and he'll close all the school districts. But, yeah, I think the first one was us talking Cowboys, and underneath it you heard, Valley View closed. Farmers Branch, Carrollton closed. And then occasionally he would scream, you know, and make it really distracting. That's the way I remember it. And I don't remember what year that was. I don't know. My timeline is really getting bad.
It's okay.
You can tell me 2012, you can tell me 2006, and I'd say, okay, yeah, that sounds right.
I just love that the playmaker embraced it so much so that he even closed down the preseason on a Silver Star broadcast.
I know. And every time, I mean, it's not that I see him a lot, whatever it is, 3 or 4 times a year, every time he will put his hand on my shoulder, caress it rather a little too hard, maybe he doesn't like it. I don't know. But he'll say, man, when you guys close down those schools, man, that is some funny stuff. And he says that he can't go anywhere without people asking him if they'll close his school district for him.
I have to interrupt here. A little bit of breaking news.
Oh, okay, Lando.
Out of Syracuse. No. sad news here. George Wendt. Norm Peterson from Cheers has passed away at the age of 77.
No.
Oh, man.
Were you a Cheers P1, Ja?
You know, I really wasn't, but I appreciate the greatness of the show and its relevance. I guess it was at its height kind of when I was in, I don't know, when you're in college, you're not really into TV, right? You're doing too many other things. So, but no, I appreciate the relevance of him and the show. It was huge.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much his only bit, right?
He was Ham in Toy Story.
Oh,
yeah,
he
played Matt Birmingham in Toy Story.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, pal.
Man, all the Toy Stories are so good.
He was in Fletch. He was Fat Sam. That was his name.
Okay.
Fat Sam.
I've seen every episode of Cheers, too.
I've never
seen...
Oh,
me too.
I haven't seen one episode of Cheers.
Cheers is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It holds up,
yeah,
too.
It's good. It's good.
Well, damn.
I'll watch it tonight.
I hate to hear
all
that.
Of it.
You should. All 350 episodes.
Well, don't do a moment of silence. I'm not very good at those.
Well, let's... You,
let's not do a moment of silence.
Let's see if we can... Let's see if we can pull it off. One.
Okay.
Paul in...
Oh.
Almost.
We almost got there.
Well, George... Oh, and okay. by the way, we have to give you an award. We would like to congratulate you on being named the Compound Sweet Spot MVP of 2025.
Yeah, this is like...
I heard you guys say that the other day, and I don't know why. Well, I don't think I deserve it. I think Donnie does.
Donnie was great. Davey was the offensive player of the camp, or offensive player of the week.
He took a lot of shots.
And I think if you make the argument for Davey, you have to give George credit too, because George was the one giving the shots. George was, I mean, that was his, it was a home game for you last week. That was your lake. You had your boat.
The sweet spot MVP is the equivalent of the UPI. Like, it's not the AP award, it's the UPI.
The coach's poll.
Yeah.
Some people consider it the most important. But yes, you are the Sweet Spots Compound MVP.
Congratulations, John.
Well, that's very sweet. I miss you guys. That was fun last week.
It was. Let's do it every month.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
You think we could?
You think the home front would be okay with that? We just skip out for the better
part
of a week?
Yeah, three days. Yes. It's just 3 days. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, we'd be gone from home for 3 days. Aha.
Aha.
All right, George. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, boys.
Salute.